Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. I don't know if you know this, but the largest gap in church planting efforts globally is North Africa, home to some 100 million people. Mauritania, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya, also known as the Maghreb, represents a region where there's almost no work to plant churches, neither among nationals nor missionaries. But there are some who have taken on this great work. I recently had the pleasure of partnering with one of those workers, traveling to the Maghreb and sharing the gospel with people who have never before heard the good news of Jesus Christ. My church is passionate about getting the gospel to people who have never heard, and not just in North Africa. We are intentionally seeking to strike up gospel conversations all over the Mohawk Valley in which we live, around the corner and around the world. And both near and far, we are seeing people come to faith in Jesus Christ. I say all this not to promote my church, but as an encouragement for all believers in every faithful church. Intentionally, actively proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Paul writes in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." The power of God for salvation. Those are amazing words. God has chosen to save sinners from everlasting death through his people speaking the gospel. It is astoundingly, astonishingly amazing that God would take his enemies and through faith in Jesus, adopt them as his sons and daughters. Is there any greater truth, any greater promise than that? Has the gospel not transformed your life? And so if it really is good news, we must proclaim it. Shout it from the rooftops. It is good news of great joy for all people. And there are so many people around the corner and around the world who will live and die and never hear this good news. So as Paul writes in Romans, this time, chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. How will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And then in verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Fellow followers of Christ, my brothers and sisters, Jesus would make you into fishers of men, ambassadors of the gospel, unashamed proclaimers of good news. And you don't have to preach it from a street corner. You can weave gospel into conversation. You can make the things of God and the truth of Jesus a part of your everyday language. Dare I say, you are created to do just that, as we read in Isaiah 43. "Behold, I am doing a new thing," says God. "For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself that they might declare my praises." I want you to hear that loud and clear. The Father has formed you, chosen one, to declare his praises. And the declaration of God's praises is not meant to be done only in private, and it's not meant to be relegated merely to a Sunday service. Praises for God are meant to spill from our mouth in every conversation, in all moments of our day. And above all other things, the reason our lips are filled with praise is because of the gospel. So we come around again to the proclamation of the gospel, joyfully spilling from our lips, saturating our conversations, intentionally worked into the rhythms of our day. People are perishing without this good news, people near and people far. So ask yourself, who has God placed in your life that you can share the gospel with? Can you go to someone who has never heard and tell them? "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.